This is Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station. Sloshing through the mud puddles of our mind is messy. But we've managed to polish up a classic Ticket moment during this special Silver Anniversary Roundtable. From Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
I've never seen that in my life.
All year long, we are celebrating the top moments in Ticket history, and we are doing that right now. 25 top moments. I do believe this came in at number 7. I cannot still believe that this was 2016. It feels like it was so much. It was so before that. But April 1st, 2016, it was the first April Fool's Open. All of the non-golfers at the Ticket had a competition to see who was the best of the non-golfers.
Or the worst.
The best.
The best of the worst. The competition was for the best.
Right.
But it was actually for the worst.
Right.
This was put on to provide the possibility of embarrassment.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's okay. What it's all about. And right now in studio to discuss the April Fool's Open, we have George Dunham from The Morning Musers. We have Corby Davidson from The Hardline. And we have the champion of the April Fool's Open. One Danny Bayless from The Hardline. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Good. Very, very good. It's good to be in y'all's little show.
Stop it.
Because George and I were talking. I'm hoping that reminiscing about this kind of kickstarts a movement to get this thing going again, because I would love to do this
April Fool's too.
Yeah. All right. So,
Jer's out.
Now, we started this segment with the laugh heard round the world, and we're going to dive headfirst into that next segment. We're going to hear the entire piece of audio, and we're going to break it down with Jer and George and Snake and Dingu. But right now, I want to know, whose idea was the April Fool's Open to begin with?
Mine.
Corby. All right. Now, how did this idea come about?
So if you listen to our show, you know that when I'm talking golf, I'll get really into it.
Sure.
You know, like George will and Craig will as well on the morning show, and Mikey will. And I mean, I get really into it. And then I look over at Mike and Danny, and I would get these looks of like, are you talking about radioactive material right now? Like, just nothing. And I would get so mad, and then I think at one point I go, have you guys ever played golf? And no, the answer was no.
18 holes, no way. I'd never swung a club.
Yeah, and neither had Mike.
I putted, but that's it.
Neither had Ty, and neither had Mino, I don't think.
I don't think so.
Mino was in it. Wasn't in it, but
right. Then you started asking around, and Jake said the same thing. Donnie.
Yeah, well, and then I was like, you know what? We need to get you guys out there and play. Maybe we organize a little tournament, and then that kind of got going to, well, who all doesn't play golf up here at the Ticket? And we found out that there were
a lot.
10 people or so that had never picked up a golf club, ever. And it floored me, and I thought, why not go out there and let's have some sort of competition? The problem is, though, we wanted to do it on the air. We didn't want to do it off the air. And to make something like that, to make something bad, horrible bad, sound good was very troublesome in my mind.
We thought it'd be and when Corby first told me, I said, man, that's so charity challenge on ice, because none of us had played hockey, really.
Right.
Or skated much. So, and we thought how funny that was. So we thought the golf thing, when he first said it, I said, man, that's a great idea.
So then that got the ball rolling on engineering side. We found the lakes at
Prairie Lakes,
Grand Prairie. Uh-huh. Yeah. And we wanted to do it. Okay. So our show's 4 hours long. We wanted to do it within the confines of our show, maybe have a little intro and then start things off at 3:30 or 4 o'clock. Mike was going to be a part of this, obviously. So he's off the air. Danny's off the air. So I had to recruit guys to be on the air. So Saroy and George were my two horses to actually help out on the air. And then we figured
Jim
out...
Jim Nance was not available.
He was not available, unfortunately. And then we figured out that... Or we tried to figure out how many holes these guys could play. And thank God we settled on three.
I think we started at nine, didn't we?
Yeah, I think that was at first. Everyone thought nine. We've
been there all night.
Yes, because those three Dunham
holes. Dunham and Miller. Right there. This is teeing off on
coming up the, last here, the ninth.
Because those three holes took forever.
2.5 hours.
Was that the length
around
of the
Around two and a half, yeah.
Wow.
Seems so much longer.
I didn't realize it took that long.
There was a par three, a par four, and a par five. Right. So we had everything that you wanted, and then we had... Killer did an amazing job, because Killer set up the broadcast sites where, you know, we had the... Mike had a roving mic. George was stationed behind the par five, which had water.
Yes, that was a very tricky area of the course.
Yeah. And then there was a little downhill dogleg right par three or par four that also had water.
And we made the rule too, didn't we? If you knocked it in the water, you could only knock one in, then you got to place it on the other side.
Yeah, or something.
Otherwise,
like that.
Otherwise, someone would be there all day.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yes, literally.
So we had participating in this was Jake, TC, Ty, Danny, Donovan, Mike, Jer.
Seven
participants.
Never played before.
No. Have you ever played?
No. I remember one time we did a show at a golf course, and they had me go out there with a driver to try to swing it, and they had the mic right by the club and the ball, and I whiffed like 12 straight times. And it was just so loud on there because I was swinging with all my might. You know how that goes when you have the big boy in your hand. But so, you know, of course everyone wants to do bits. Yeah. So, of course, I'm going to dress like Tiger. And I remember going to Prairie Lakes dressed as Tiger Woods, and we were out there practicing. And there were a couple of brothers out there, I guess, playing. And they saw me, and they were pissed that I was dressed
up like
Tiger. Like, dude, they seriously came over and said, what's up?
It's like, you don't do that?
I'm
red
don't
shirt,
know.
Black pants, mm-hmm. Nike hat,
Sunday Tiger.
Black suit pants. Those are the only black pants I had. I took the pants from my church suit.
I didn't even notice that.
Yes, I took the pants from my church suit and like these black and white loafers that aren't even close to resembling golf shoes. That's what I wore
out
there.
You look legit. I thought it was Tiger's regular garb.
And TC dressed up as Ricky Fowler.
Yes. That was so funny because Ricky Fowler is like 5'7", 135. Like lean, mean.
Yeah.
TC
and
is
not.
He looked like one of those. He looked like a giant push-up you get from the ice cream man.
Well, he had that shirt tucked in tight, man. And he was.
All orange.
Yes,
head to toe, all orange.
Jake had the Bagger Vance look.
Yes.
Jer had his Macho Man t-shirt on.
Man t-shirt.
And WrestleMania hat.
Right, WrestleMania
hat. It was WrestleMania weekend. I had to represent.
Mike had on blue jeans.
Did he really wear blue jeans?
Yes. Yes, he had on jeans. And like a members only jacket with Converse shoes. I don't remember what Ty didn't have on a bit, did he?
No.
Did he? Okay.
Danny had on like a Polly Walnuts windsuit.
But it was like all black.
It was all Under Armour. I was going for speed.
With baked potatoes.
There he is. He's at the links,
and
Tone.
That's the thing. We haven't even hit a shot yet. And I was already dying laughing before the thing even started. Just everyone looked so funny. It was such a funny bit and a visual that I was laughing before we even started.
Everyone's doing bits. Everyone had a caddy. Danny, your caddy was?
Cash Saroy.
Cash, okay. And he
Thank
had the all-white
one-piece
on. Yeah.
Who was yours?
My buddy Q.
Okay. Yeah, because Cash looked like he was caddying at the Masters.
I know.
Yeah.
Cash don't play.
No, it was awesome.
So everyone's doing bits out there.
Like David Hulse, former Ranger great David Hulse, was Reiner's caddy.
Who did you have, Jer?
I got Seabass.
Why?
How's that going to help?
He knew more than I did.
He's watched golf.
Yeah. Jeremy, had you ever swung a club?
I played putt-putt when I was a teenager.
You're like Danny, never taking a full swing.
No.
But why not Seabass? There wasn't anybody on earth that could have helped Jer.
That's true. Why
you
not?
You know, I mean, Let's say Spieth's caddy was available.
Yeah, wouldn't have done a damn bit of good.
So it's the number seven moment in the top 25 of ticket history because of one reason and one reason only. And when we come back, we will hear the full segment on how George almost wet himself laughing at Big Strong Jer and other audio from the April Fool's Open. We are celebrating the top 25 moments in ticket history on the Invasion on the Ticket.
Short-term memory loss is not a problem. Wait, what? Oh, right, yeah, I remember. This is a classic ticket story on another edition of our special Silver Anniversary Roundtables on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Tick.
Now, what's interesting here is all three golfers appear to be looking at each other, wondering who is going to play next, as we have not had any action in a couple minutes.
Yeah, what are y'all doing?
Hit the ball, Bayless! God!
It's 11:16. It's Norm. It's Donovan.
Imagine a golf announcer saying that.
Got mad at you.
Hit the ball, Mickelson. God!
He's drunk.
We have George, Corby, Danny in studio with us. We are reliving the April Fool's Open, April 1st, 2016. Prairie Lakes in Grand Prairie. It went down. Seven of the non-golfers at the Ticket had a tournament to see who was the best of the worst and the worst of the worst. So it was Jake, TC, Ty, Danny, Donovan, Mike, and Big Strong Jer.
Okay, so me, George, Saroy, Bob, was there anybody else on the air?
No,
I don't think so.
I think that was it.
That was it?
That was your announce team for CBS that day.
We were covering three holes. Like a hawk.
Yeah, Saroy with the roaming mic was really, really good. But let's get to it.
Okay.
Because we have about a 4-minute piece of audio with the laugh heard round the world. You can start it and stop it anytime you want.
This is Jeremy's entire adventure on the par 5 hole.
And by the way, this par 5,
it's a long hole.
Yeah, we let them, you know, hit from the red tees or whatever, but still it was like 480 yards.
Yeah.
For people that
with
have
water.
Never played water in front of the green.
You guys tortured us for real.
This was a bitch, and didn't somebody putt it over the bridge?
I think so as a way to get
Yeah.
So here we go. Here's the audio with Jer missing the putt and George laughing maniacally. Let's hit it.
We have some breaking news here at number 5. Jeremy Moran just off the tee to the left, about 105 yards short of the women's tee. And he's just whiffed on his second attempt. He's now hitting three out of a deep rough that he will never get out of. That's another whiff. He's hitting four. Jeremy Moran now from 510 yards for par.
All right, pause it there.
Genius.
Okay.
Genius.
For par.
At this point, I don't even know.
510 yards.
For par.
That's a line of the tournament.
I love the fact that he had the mic by Jerry because he said he's in a rough that he'll never get out of. And he whiffed again. Oh, my
this
goodness.
Is what I just remember, like, every single time that we open our mouth, something ridiculous happens.
Yeah. And we expected this, but, man, just seeing it play out in front of you was so funny. As a guy's playing in a wrestling T-shirt and jeans.
Here, the adventure continues.
Jeremy Moran now has reached the fairway. He is lying six. He looks incredibly winded. We'll we may right need real quick medical attention on five. Jeremy Moran down in the fairway. Jeremy Moran is down. That is hole five.
A cigarette. He'll be fine.
Like Jason Day at the PGA last year.
Vertigo.
Yeah.
I've just witnessed two whiffs in a row by Jeremy Moran here at number five. Now one is away and skipping down towards the water and into the water. After two whiffs, he's got to be laying 12.
Jeremy Moran will be dropping the ball and hitting 13.
He's looking at a 15, and he just flipped off the media.
Oh, no.
Jeremy Moran, big, strong Jeremy with trouble here on the par 5.
Different whole story.
Hey, guys, let me break in. We have Jeremy Moran over the ball for a 20. here at number five.
This will be the most impressive 20 you've ever seen.
Yeah, Sean has been his caddy. He's about 15 feet away. The ball is on its way, and
That's a good putt. Oh!
In and out for a 20.
Damn it.
It's in and out for that 20. It went halfway down, skipped out. And he'll have about 3 feet to for a 21.
Oh, no.
Jer for a 21 on the par 5 fifth hole here at Prairie Lakes. On the way, it's short.
Hey, breaking news on number 5. Mike Miner teeing off on the difficult par 5. The same hole that I believe Jeremy just made a 22 on. Sounds like a 23.
Sounds like a 23.
Jeremy just left it short for 3 inches. I've never seen that in my life. Oh my God!
Is that a 23, Jer?
He left it short from 3 inches away.
Short.
I don't think George is doing well.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jer.
I'm gonna have a heart attack.
I'm laughing. But that is the funniest thing I've ever witnessed.
Isn't that what this is all about, though? People who don't know
Yes, this is what it's about.
And how badly
this is,
we suck.
It's like what we're talking about. This is sports entertainment, what we're watching here today.
Oh, I mean, man. Yeah, Sean, I'm trying my heart.
I know, buddy. Oh, keep going.
No.
Man, I seriously fell out of my chair.
Hey.
Oh,
another
big putt there for Ty. Whew. Okay, so, Jer, we're going to put you down for a 23 here on the fifth.
And, that's not good.
All right, Jer.
All right.
That's Big Strong Jeremy in his Macho Man t-shirt.
Oh, my God.
He eight-putted, and, that was a tough finish here at the fifth.
Let me tell you something.
Oh,
the video that accompanies that is amazing.
Dude.
Because Jer's reaction
you
to missing that
three-inch
putt, mm-hmm. and he stomps the ground, and he moves the club like I was that close making a three-inch putt.
How do you
I've never
do
seen
that?
It. And I've seen people play golf for the first time. And, Jer, this is what I feel bad about. And a couple of people hammered me on Twitter today. You know, I've never found this funny because you've just been laughing as a golf elitist. Whatever, dude, man. No. Relax. We're all out there having fun. And yes, we may have had a few beers, okay, as we're watching this. But I've never seen that before. It was a 3-inch putt, and he jabbed at it, immediately went into a stump. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
He's never played golf before, but he had that golf instinct to know that he was going to leave it short as soon as he swung the putter. Like, as soon as he hit it, he went,
well,
damn.
Don't you see the movies all the time where there's a sudden earthquake or something? It knocks the ball in.
Caddyshack.
I was just trying to help.
Dude, oh my gosh.
My favorite part is the hysterical laughter that's going on, yet you gather yourself right in the middle of it to go, was that a 23, Jer?
Because Jer walked up there and George had to face the man he was laughing at.
Yeah, I said, hey, man, sorry.
Hey,
but
no, you try.
Seriously,
right,
with
you
the
down
video,
for a 23.
George is on his bottom, on the ground.
I fell out of my chair.
And if you didn't have the best laugh in the history of the ticket, Corby's was number 2 because he was killing himself in that also. Yes. Like, Corby couldn't breathe.
Neither one of us could talk.
But it was overshadowed.
It's like you guys were at the barber shop.
And I do love the fact that Saro was trying to break in with something with Reiner, and then he said, I guess it's a 23. He knew.
The hell out of the way.
And meanwhile, Ty gets a putt in, and nobody gives a damn.
No, who cares about that? We just saw history here. We saw an 8-putt for a 23.
And they had the speakers on at the course the whole time.
Oh, I could hear y'all the whole day.
So I wasn't around. I wasn't on that hole with you. But, man, I laughed when I heard that laughter from wherever I was.
Did you know what was going on at the time?
The leader, no, I had time. No the leader had. Okay. He was focused.
I was laser focused.
What I always loved, Corby, you couldn't see it, right? You were at a different tee box.
No, I was on.
So
you
were laughing at George laughing.
Yes, I'm on. I'm on in between the par 3 and the par 4. He was behind the par 5.
Yeah.
So I was about probably 50, 60 yards away from where George was. I was just laughing at him. I didn't even know what was going on.
Man, you know, that's so great.
The best thing about that laugh is that there are actually several kinds of laughs you can have in life. Some of them are just you laugh at something.
Yeah.
Some of them is you can't stop yourself.
Yeah.
It's, the laugh takes over you.
I may have wet myself a
little. Just a little bit. So with all that, we're thinking that's the biggest Jer fail because George is killing himself laughing. That's not the biggest fail. Check this out.
Guys?
Yes.
More news from the 7th where Jeremy Moran had an 8-incher for triple bogey, and he ended up with a 13. I've never seen a 6-putt from 8 inches away.
What happens to him?
What happened to him?
Okay, on my first putt, I was pretty close.
So drunk.
It went in and out. And so after that, I'm trying to overcompensate by not hitting it as hard, and I really overcompensated.
So, Jer, we assume that the 8-inch putt that started this wound up like 3 or 4 feet from the hole.
Probably.
Okay.
Hey, did you see the video of the dude on the Champions Tour last week?
Yes. Jeff Maggard.
Was that Maggard?
Yes. It was Jeff Maggard.
That was like a 6-putt from about Jer Range.
Yeah. Yes.
Now it's known as Jer Range.
If Nance started using that. Here's Spieth from Jer Range.
It's like the Mendoza line.
Jer Range.
My goodness.
What made George and Corby laugh so hysterically is they're very good at golf. They'd never seen what Jer actually did there. They'd never seen someone lag putt from 3 inches.
Right, yeah. Let's just be safe here.
So now during this tournament, we have more audio. I almost killed someone. Let's listen in.
Donovan Lewis.
Oh, God, that's up! Oh, my God.
Somebody get hit?
There was a guy, what, 40 feet right off the bad place to stand, just periscoping or shooting video. It went 1 foot over his head. Are you okay, sir? Thumbs up. It's a thumbs up. He is okay.
Listen to the panic in Mike's voice. God.
It was real.
And he was just standing there watching it come right at him. We're going to have to see that video, sir.
That video is incredible.
Screamed right at his forehead and went 1 foot over
his head. There is video of that?
Yes, and then he sent us the video that he was shooting live, and the ball just...
Right,
he didn't
over
move
his
a
head.
Muscle.
And the sound effects are funny, too.
I know.
Just hear the beginning of that Donnie
shot
there.
It's immediate. As soon as it pop, whoa, he's out the way!
He's up!
Donovan Lewis.
Oh, God, that's up! Oh, my God.
Okay.
Man.
We've been laughing at Jared's putt fail. I haven't heard this. I have no idea. I had a putt fail also, so let's check it out.
Meanwhile, Donovan Lewis, after leaving a 25-footer 17 feet short, has just left his 17-footer 11 feet short.
That was for 12, I do believe.
He and his caddy are both laughing now.
Sharing a light moment.
Yes.
Here in this brutal competition.
And he is still away.
Yeah, he's still out.
Both of them dreaming of just to finish this round to get into that purple drink.
Lewis approach on the way.
Oh, and it
left.
Just curves to the left.
Still going. He's got.
And that is no gimme either.
On the bone.
Put a spot on that one, big boy.
So Alvin Noy, our attempt, is going to the hill. He's a very, very good shot.
Well, we have just seen Donovan Lewis complete the par 5. Donovan Lewis
oh,
has...
Oh, no! Oh, no! Throw it!
Donovan Lewis has just 7-putted. We have seen a 7-putt from Donovan Lewis.
And yet this guy loves playing golf now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and I remember at the time I said, Donnie, who knows, you'll play and maybe you'll like. No way. There's no way I'm ever getting into golf. And look at him.
I still can't believe
it's not three years later.
3 years. Almost 3 years. Crazy. All right,
after
we do have
seven.
This is 3 years? We're almost at 3 years?
Yeah, 16. Right.
Damn, okay. Wow.
We do have the champion here in studio with us of the April Fool's Open. We will hear his putt for the win and more madness from the April Fool's Open. We are celebrating 25 years at the Ticket, baby. Top 25 moments here on The Invasion on The Ticket.
New listener, who dis?
We're giving P1s the backstory on another classic ticket moment from the last 25 years on this special Silver Anniversary Roundtable from Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Tick.
This segment's brought to you by Legacy Texas and Sante Center for Healing. Mike?
I'm Jeremy. Join all the ticket shows tomorrow at the 2019 Air Force Reserve Conference USA Basketball Championships presented by Baylor, Scott, and White Sports Performance Center at the Star. Catch the hoops action as they broadcast from the lobby of the Omni Frisco Hotel. For info and tickets, go to conferenceusa.com/hoops at the star.
Thank you, Mike. It's 11:37. We're reliving one of the top 25 moments in ticket history, the April Fool's Open. Prairie Lakes in Grand Prairie was the site. We have George Dunham, Corby Davidson, and the winner, Danny Bayless, in studio with us to relive the moments. Now, we did hear the laugh heard around the world. We saw all the putt fail, heard all the putt fail from Jer and myself. But let's not forget, this was a competition. So we're trying to find the best of the worst golfer on that day. And it basically boiled down to Danny Bayless and Jake Kemp for the title.
Bitter rivals.
Yes, oh, yeah. bitter rivals. So let's listen to Jake, who had an opportunity to win this thing. Let's listen to see how he lost it.
Here's Jake for the nine.
Come on, Jake.
To post the best score on hole number five on the day.
One of our combatants.
It's Kemp.
Under par, and he's
out. It is in and out.
So much speed on it.
He cannot believe it.
Visibly frustrated.
His caddy stone-faced.
Surely he'll knock in this 10-incher.
Knock it in here. We're okay.
Oh, oh my God! No! Not only he threw his putter, he missed a 10-footer, a 10-incher, a 10-incher that slid by 5.5 feet.
He's buried his face into his palms.
He's shocked at what is going on.
He's got a long putt.
That could have cost him the tournament.
4 or 5 feet. Oh, what just happened? That was for 10. This is for 11?
He looks crushed.
This is for an 11.
This putt far more difficult than the one he just missed.
He may have just handed the tournament to Danny Bayless.
He looks like a broken man. Here's TC to finish up for the sweet up and down. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Sweet up and down.
TC, he chunked it. He putted it 1 inch.
He chunked a putt. Oh, dear. Hey! Well done.
Way to go. Such a... Yeah, all right, little buddy. All right,
hey,
little
buddy. TCD,
congratulations.
He took turf on a putt?
Yeah, he did.
He chunked a putt.
He caught it a little heavy.
He hit a putt.
He caught a little heavy.
Fat.
Never heard that said about someone putting before.
Yeah, replace that divot on the green, please.
Okay, so what did Cash... Didn't Cash have some sort of plan for you the entire time?
Well, seeing that I had never swung a club, he handed me, a mid-level iron. I think it was a 7.
Yeah.
That I played with.
Yeah.
Just to see what I could do. And for whatever reason, I'd go back to about a quarter to a third of a swing.
Yeah, and a real short
backswing. And for whatever reason, consistently, I was able to hit it perfectly straight, but about 70 yards. And we thought, he was like, look, that led the tournament in driving distance. 70 yards.
Think about that. The tour, it's like 355. Bayless, 75 yards.
But he said, look, we're just going to go with this strategy. Basically, just, push it 70 yards and we'll just chase it. He goes, if you can keep hitting it straight like that, you will win the tournament. And for the most part, I was able to hit every shot straight.
Absolutely.
Until I got to 5 and got out the wood because we got a little bold. He said, man, you're hitting it straight. Let's put a little bit to it.
What are you doing?
And the first thing I did is I hit it and it went like perpendicular to the tee box.
Yeah.
Like on another hole. That's... So I had to like play catch up. I think I could have shot under 20 had it not been for us getting a little cocky.
There's a video
a video of TC with the driver, and Corby is the one that's announcing this. And he takes his swing and he goes back, and it's really a fourth of a way back. Like it's no swing at all. And it seriously went beside him and then rolled a little bit behind him.
Oh, yeah.
Corby said, and TC with the swing. And TC still on the tee. It was so great. So now it boils down to Danny Bayless trying to win the April Fool's Open. Let's listen.
Boy, the crowd around the green, at least 75 to 100 people ready to absolutely explode. He is up over the putt. He has tapped it. He has just missed it. It is okay. He's going to clean this up. There he is, your winner.
Wow.
The embrace on the green between Cash Saroy. Both of his ex-wives are in attendance as well. They have come to greet him.
Danny Bayless from Knox City, Texas, your April Fool's Open champion.
Let's take a break. We will come back. We will meet the winner of the April Fool's Open next.
So Danny makes the putt, gets the ball out of the hole, and he tries to throw it as far as he can. And like, I don't know if he's so drained for playing three holes in 2 hours that the ball just went like... Like it went nowhere.
It was like Mr. Burns.
You know what it was? Is I wanted to throw it far, but I realized there was only about 20 people there, and if I threw it too far, it would just like way over their heads. There wasn't like a real gallery.
No, so in mid swing,
I was like, I better lighten up on this just so it dribbles and somebody can actually catch it.
So better or worse than Joe Lecce?
Oh my gosh!
That's still the everything's better than Joe Lecce. So
you know what? The thing that I can't believe is that we wanted people to come out and watch, but we warned them. Like, look, I mean, this isn't.
It's going
to
be dangerous if you get ahead of these guys.
And this isn't. I mean, this is the worst golf you've ever seen. And like that one shot where you almost killed someone, I couldn't believe that people were. Like lining the fairway at all.
A couple of times where TC and Jake lined up to hit a shot, you saw a couple of P1s getting behind trees and kind of peeking over because they're trying to protect themselves because you have no idea where the ball was going.
Corby, the safest place would have been in the fairway. They were standing over the rough and places way over to the side. Those are dangerous places.
Right in the middle of the fairway, 100 yards out from every shot.
There was a guy who got upset at me because I hit the ball in the water. Like, he was like, oh! Come on, man. I've never played before in my life.
There were P1s gambling in the crowd, and that's probably what he was mad at you for.
Yeah.
There was more of that than you believe.
Man, I was like, why would you even put your money on me to do that? I've never done this before.
Like, we all had our Calcutta that we all bet on you guys, but I think a lot of P1s did little mini Calcuttas too.
All right, so George gave the final scores for everyone. Let's hear the results of the very first April Fool's Open.
Danny Bayless with a score of 24, 12 over par, is your winner. That finishes, that puts him 4 shots ahead of Jake, who carded a 28 with an 11, an 8, and a 9. Danny went 10-7-7. Mike Reiner ties for third with Ty Walker. They both shoot 31, 19 over par. The great Donovan comes in fifth with a score of 34. That's 22 over par. T.C. Fleming finishes at 26 over par with a score of 38. And bringing up the rear, a tough start with that 23 on the par 5. Fifth hole, big strong Jeremy with a score of 42.
Yeah.
30 over par today.
Oh, yeah.
But yet giving us one of golf's greatest moments ever, ever. I didn't see the 8 putt from 8 inches, but we did see the 3-inch putt that was left short. So
short. He left a 3-inch putt short.
He was 30 over par on 3 holes. Man. God, that was incredible.
That was the best day of my life, I think.
Same here. It was so awesome.
I knew it was going to be funny for you guys. I didn't realize how awesome it was going to be participating in that, really.
Yeah.
Like, I knew it was going to be bad. I had no chance of winning, but no.
Yeah, you did have a chance of winning.
No, I did not.
Everybody did.
Nobody had played before.
I didn't. No, I had zero chance.
You know, if you project Jer out for his 3-hole score and project him out over 18, he'd have shot a 252 that day.
Has that ever been done?
Almost cracked 250.
Wow.
Oh, man.
You're not helping.
Boy. I guarantee you Ray Charles had broken 250 before.
I'm alive and I can see.
You made the turn at 126.
252 for 18 holes.
Imagine.
Oh my God. That's incredible, man.
Do we run this thing back somehow?
I think we should.
Man, I really
we
want
April
to.
Fools too.
I really want to.
George and I were just discussing maybe we go someone who plays golf paired with one of these guys as the alternate shot tournament. I just want George.
The thing is, though,
I just want George and Jared to be teammates playing alternate shots.
We need broadcasters. That's the problem. Yeah. We got to have broadcasters.
I say we run it back. Same dudes, except for Donovan. He's now in the broadcasting because he's such an experienced player now.
Right. I'm about 2.5 years
You're like
in now. I'm
Tony Romo moving into the booth.
Yeah. My playing days are over, but I'll go to the booth.
Well, wait. Arnett and Rosengarten?
Yeah, they
as
need
broadcasting
with Norm.
Yes, yeah, you need to help too.
I can play.
We got enough e-brakes on the course without bringing in Johnny e-brakes.
Norm, I've seen you hit a ball. You can hit a ball good.
Yeah. No, you played way too much.
Oh, who do you have? Yeah. No, Bayless versus Hitzkiss. Who do you have?
Norm.
Norm can hit the ball.
Norm. Yeah.
And what was Glad Gordo get out of this? Either playing or broadcasting.
He's played too much.
The Gordo exemption. Has he?
He's played too much. He's hit a lot of, compared to these guys, he's hit a lot of golf balls.
Well, wait a minute.
And he's played like
on
half
that day,
rounds.
Hit 42.
Yeah, that's true.
He only played three holes.
An eligible
he's experienced now. Now he whipped a few times. So.
That is true.
He didn't hit them all. Oh, man. That was incredible. Thank
that
you guys
was.
For coming in, man, for reliving
that.
Awesome. That is definitely a top 25 moment in ticket history. The laugh heard around the world. The bad golf. And Danny Bayless, your April Fool's Open champion.
All right, boy.
All right, we'll talk to Bob and Dan next on The Ticket.
Just once, have you thought about the dichotomy of golf that we're seeing from today until next week at the Masters?
The Masters.
Do you think CBS's coverage will sound anything like this?
All right, thank you so much to George and Corby and Danny for coming in and reliving the April Fool's Open.
My face hurts.
That was 2016. I did not realize that was... I thought it was long before, way before that. I thought it was like 2014 or something like that.
But just, April of 16?
Yeah. That's when it happened.
Same month we drafted Zeke and Dak.
You know it.
Yeah.
Look at that.
So, Bob, you
Same
played
month the
a,
Stars went to the... Divisional semis or the conference semis?
Oh, that's when Mike almost got into a fight with Mohawk guy.
Right.
The AAC.
Oh, wow.
And he called in the next day and we argued.
He sure did.
And I convinced him he was wrong and he said he's sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry, Danny.
Just wanted to play for you Jeremy's, not the George laugh.
Not the famous putt?
No, but you called another one of Jeremy's fails. I don't know if you remember this or not.
Guys?
Yes.
More news from the 7th, where Jeremy Moran had an 8-incher four triple bogey, and he ended up with a 13. Unfortunately, I have never seen a 6-putt from 8 inches away, but I just got it here today.
What happened to him?
Did you say a 6-putt from 8 inches away?
Like 8 inches away from a pass? 7, and he made a 13. I don't...
Wow.
I need to see it.
The thing is, everybody sucked as bad as I did. I was just the first to set George off. And
you're absolutely right.
George is out of breath after that, so mine stood out.
That's awesome.
George still stands out there.
So incredibly great.
You did look different, too.
He did. How great does he look now?
He looks fantastic. Not that he didn't look great then.
No, I looked like a big old tub.
You were too strong then. Now you're perfect.
Now you're
strength.
A smaller tub.
How much have you lost since then?
At least 70 pounds. I don't know how much I may have lost before I actually officially started keeping track of it.
And
how
about that was pre-soda Ty Walker also, when you see the video.
Yeah, Ty was all big.
TC looked the same.
Ooh. Yeah, TC had that shirt tucked in tight, that orange shirt, man.
The picture of all of you is that the Ticket put out on Twitter is so awesome.
A lot of bits going on.
That'd be
on.
A great Christmas card.
I know, it really would. Or an album cover. Like, we need to make an album
a CD,
and put that on the cover.
CD.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't even do it anymore.
We don't even do it anymore. That's sad.
Jer, you're the best, man. That was awesome. Yeah, like, I was just as bad as you were on that day, but...
And somehow you've embraced the game while I just... I don't understand this.
Would you like to come play with me and Donovan sometime, Jeremy?
Not really, no.
Is that the last time you played?
I have not touched a golf club since.
Norm.
What if he's like a scratch golfer now, though?
Now, Norm.
Just carving these perfect draws.
Equated it out to 18 holes that Jared would have shot a 252 that day. he shot a 40.
Thinking that he'd have 42. The same stamina right. and wouldn't fall off.
I know. Right. Yeah. A 42 yep. over three holes. He was 30 over in three holes.
Yeah, he'd have posted a 180 over 252.
What's that handicap?
Boy, I don't know.
It's going to be easy to bring it down.
He'd win every tournament out there if he had the handicap, for sure. Oh, that was awesome. How are you feeling?
I'm
going to
be putting a couple of bucks in the jar tomorrow after that.
Oh, you think so? All right. Very right nice.
On. So hey, we Bob, have a jar, too.
Welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
Is it like the Aggie jar?
Not in any way like the Aggie jar.
Put $2 in that jar for me. Yes.
Good man.
Bob.
Yes, sir.
NCAA-bound Liberty.
That's right. Pretty good team this year. Good little team.
Is that where you were? Is that why you missed days? You were celebrating Liberty?
Let me say this. I was not there, but I was definitely tracking their progress last week in the A-Sun Conference Championship and watched the first two. But on Sunday, I was detained. But the phone and the satellite radio helped me bring home the final couple minutes.
As one of their most
famous... You don't go into Lipscomb and win very often.
No, that's
Lipscomb
true.
Had won that's 21 a... consecutive home games, Dan, until Liberty snapped it 3 weeks ago. Then they went on a little run again, and Liberty snapped it again. So they've lost two of their last 25 home games, both to Liberty.
As who are all the teams they beat in their conference tournament?
The teams Liberty beat?
And about what's going
on. Name one player on Liberty's team.
Scotty James is their big man.
You got to have a big man.
Mm-hmm. He, that I is, believe,
that's important part.
He's actually been memed, as the kids say, for embellishing a collision during that Lipscomb game. In fact, I think if you were to
Scotty's always been a flopper. Though.
I know.
If you were to Twitter search Scotty James, I think you would find a very untoward effort to fool the refs.
Will you wear a jersey with no shirt on underneath?
What's that?
To celebrate Liberty's?
No, but I totally didn't care about Liberty basketball for about 20 years, and then when I visited a couple weeks ago, had a meal with the head coach, and it was kind of enjoyable.
Yeah. Oh, so look at this. I don't know who this Scotty James guy is, but what an insufferable player.
Ooh. I'm seeing the video.
It was bad,
that
right?
That is quite a flop.
Yeah, he's a nice player, but that wasn't one of his better moments.
As a proud alum and one of the most famous Liberty alums, do they occasionally tap Bob Sturm for a contribution?
No, and I'm not sure I'm always a proud alum. That's the thing. I'm an alum for sure, but I didn't care about their program for, like I said, two decades. But
after they shunned your walk-on... like, didn't you try to get on that
oh
squad?
My gosh. Oh,
I was, yeah.
That's insane. And they call that?
I don't think they called it. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
You
bad.
Should be ashamed of that, Bob. Tear up your degree.
We'll still take the dub. Yeah. So there you go.
We done, bitches.
I proved I know one player on the team, Dan.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership.